I wasn't able to move.
Hello?
Hello, high school football fans. We're just getting it started in our action here. We got a little late start. We're in Norwalk, Iowa. Sheraton Chargers, the visiting team, versus the Norwalk Warriors, the home team. The score is all tied up 0-0 with 7 minutes to go. Norwalk has the ball at the Charger 42-yard line.
Yeah, sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulties there. Can't get the words out, but a couple early turnovers here. Sheraton did an interception early, and then Norwalk just got an interception, so Norwalk's driving here. And Norwalk got the ball first to start off the game.
And there's a flag on the play. It looks like it's in the backfield on the Norwalk offense.
Yep, kind of a sloppy start here on both sides. Both teams with an early turnover. And in case you guys, you missed our little pregame show, but TJ Hawkinson comes in this game only 3 touchdowns away from the state record, Adam.
Yeah, he's nearing it. It's mid-season, so he's got plenty of time to do it. Both teams entering this matchup are 4-1. Norwalk's only loss is to Pella. Sheraton lost last week to Oskaloosa. And it is going to be 1st and 15 for Norwalk. He's got trips to his left. He's going to hand it off up the middle to the running back, number 20.
Yeah, big gain there by Norwalk. Norwalk's driving here early after that turnover.
That was Kobe Klocka within about a 13-yard gain. That's going to set up about 2nd and 3 for Norwalk.
Clint Chul getting the start here for tonight for the Chargers. Probably crunching a little things up on the sideline. Big linebacker for Sheraton, but Clint Chul is able to come in here.
That's going to be Brady Branson field back to. He's going to drop back to pass, but he's going to be batted down by a center field defender. They're coming into this game. Brady's leading in rushing and passing.
Yeah, he's. I've talked to people, Coach Schneiser, and just all the coaching staff for Sheraton says his speed is unbelievable for the Norwalk Warriors, leading them in passing, like you said, but also kind of a dual threat quarterback, able to get on the outside and just run. Great. Been starting since he was freshman year.
And Norwalk in the pistol formation. Branson feels going to drop back fast. He's rushed by Lim Chul, but he's going to find his receiver towards the left side. He's going to make a move towards the.
So whenever you're ready.
He's going to drop back fast. He's got a man down the middle for a touchdown. Norwalk is the first one to score in this ballgame.
Yeah, great seam up the middle there by number 6, I believe.
Justin South with the touchdown.
That was a great pass. Like we said, quarterback for Norwalk is a big time. Talking to Coach Schneiser and the coaching staff for Sheraton, able to run and pass tonight. So Sheraton has to find a way to slow him down during this game.
Yeah, so just like that, Norwalk goes up 6-0 early in this first quarter. There's 6 minutes to go.
in case you guys are just tuning in, this is KIIC, and this is Derek and Adam here, and we have a 7-0 game, no lockout.
And the PAT team is on now. He's going to put this one right down the middle, and it is now 7-0 Norwalk. And Derek, since we missed the beginning of the game, they came into this year with a lot of highlights, and but they've also had some setbacks.
Yep, Bradley Krutzinger for the Sharon Chargers is extremely limited tonight, Adam. Stats aren't what make Bradley good or show how important he is for this Charger team. It's his penetration and his ball skills that gives offenses a ton of trouble. In only 4 games this season, he has 30 tackles, 4 being for loss. Also on the offensive end, he helps the Chargers a ton. But TJ Hawkinson, Adam, has been a definitely highlight for the Chargers, as has Dylan Sanders and Alex Bulldorf in the run game. Already this season, TJ has 40 receptions, 644 yards, and 11 touchdowns. Norwalk has to find a way to stop TJ tonight, and I think Norwalk's defense is really good this year, Adam. During these games, they've held almost every team less than 20 except Pella, which only scored 21.
So let's not forget about this Norwalk offense, though, Derek. They're right behind the quarterback, Branson Field. He's just a junior.
Yeah, and Branson Field is leading him, like we said earlier, in rushing and passing, and he has been starting since he has been a freshman. So Norwalk has a dangerous quarterback on their hands tonight.
And so here we go. It's the Norwalk kick team out onto the field. It's number 58 kicking for Norwalk. Sean Dixon. Back deep to receive is Dylan Sanders. And Sanders, who's got it at the 5-yard line, he's going to run this one up the middle. Brought down by a host of Norwalk Warriors at about the 25-yard line, where Aaron Kane and the offense will take over.
Yep, Aaron's done a great job this year. Senior quarterback for the Chargers, just one of those kids that can just really put his head in the game, and really good quarterback for Sheraton, able to run this offense at a really high level. Sheraton offense this season has dominated most teams. Last game, they had a little slow start that first half. The second half, Aaron and the Chargers had a huge comeback, just fell a little short of hockey, though.
And the first time this Charger offense was on the field, it was a turnover, so Aaron Kane's looking to do something different here. He's got it in the shotgun. Twins to his left. And he's going to hand this one to Boulder up towards the left side. He's got a seam, though, for a gain of about 9 yards, close to the 6.
Yep, that'll be Sheraton's first down on offense, and that's big for Sheraton to establish that run game earlier.
Yeah, you got to establish run game, open it up for TJ. And as you said before, Derek, he's only 3 away from the state record.
Yeah, it's almost crazy to think about 3 touchdowns away. So tonight you guys may hear the record made at house. So be an honor to do that for TJ tonight, is say those words, TJ, with the record.
And Sanders comes in motion with double twins. He's going to hand it off to Boldrev, and he's got another good hole. Gain of about 9 yards.
Yep, like we said, Alex Bulldorf, Dylan Sanders will be the two running backs for the Sharon Chargers tonight. Alex Bulldorf, more of like a kind of a power back, and just puts his head down through a hole instead of juking around it like Dylan Sanders. Dylan Sanders is a kid you do not want on the outside if you're the Norwalk Warriors tonight.
And Sheraton at it again with a quick huddle here. You've got twins to his right, Kobe and Dylan Sanders. Kane's going to hand it off again to Bulldrive towards the right side, but this time it's stopped at the line of scrimmage, short of the first down. It's going to be 3rd and short. And, Derek, you said it about the running backs for Sheraton. They both enter this game over 300 yards. Sanders has got 327 yards. Bulldrive, 324. And Sanders has got 5 touchdowns, and Bulldrive comes in with 6 touchdowns. So definitely a big factor this year at the rushing attack from Sheraton.
Yeah, I think that's – if you're Chris Myers, you're from the Sheraton offense, and Lee Sandy, you have to be super, super happy with that kind of – able to pass the ball with TJ and Bradley, and then able to run the ball with Alex and Dylan.
And it is 3rd and short, 3rd and about inches for the Chargers. Kane's going to hand this one to Boldrev, and he's got the first down. That's going to move the 6 for Sheraton.
What a block there by Trevin Nance, senior leader for this Sheraton line. Sheraton line has done a great job all season, and one of the keys to this game is controlling the line of scrimmage if you're the Sheraton Chargers.
And if you're just tuning in, Norwalk leads it 7-0 with 4 minutes and 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sheraton has it in Norwalk territory at their own 48-yard line. 1st and 10. And Kane comes in line with Hawkinson towards his left. He's going to drop back to pass, throws it over to Hawkinson, and he's got the first down towards the sideline, out of bounds.
Kind of, we were kind of early catch for TJ, but I was talking about this to one of Sheraton coaches. TJ kind of lulls the defense to sleep. He'll be tripled and even quadruple covered early in these games, and the one play they're off and they single or double coverage him, it seems like 80-yard touchdown breaks out or something, but TJ is a really smart football player, runs really good routes, and I think the Hawkeyes know this firsthand, has great hands for the Sharon Chargers here.
And so now Kane's got him another first down, but he's going to hand this one off to Sanders on the counter, but he is met at the line of scrimmage by the Norwalk defender. It was number 47, Logan Fotich.
Yep, that's big for the Norwalk Warriors tonight, is stopping that counter. Dylan Sanders, as we said, has breakthrough speed, pretty close to Brady for the Norwalk Warriors quarterback speed. It's just, it's one of those kids you cannot let Dylan outside if you're Norwalk.
And Fotich with that tackle, he's second in the team in tackles. He's going to be all over the field tonight. And it is second and 12. Kane's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw this one over the middle, though, and it's just over the head of T.J. Hawkinson into triple coverage.
Yep, T.J. is just getting defended by multiple guys there. A key for Sharon tonight is get find other guys behind besides T.J. tonight.
Eric Sanders answered the call last week, although it did come up short, but he said it. Other guys are going to need to step up, and that's what it's going to take, especially to beat this high-powered Warriors defense.
Yeah, especially with Bradley injured tonight. He's dressed, and I think I saw him on the field one possession that first set of downs for Sheraton, but that fly is Bradley's territory, and Sheraton has to have other guys step up.
And now it is third and 12. Kane's going to hand this one off to Boldrev, though. He's got a good gain, but short of the first down. It was a gain of about 7.
Yep, Sheraton in four down territory here, so good decision by Kurt Schmeiser. Get a pick up a few yards, and then on this fourth down, have much more manageable and higher percentage play.
So coming into this fourth down, it's going to be fourth and 6 at the 30-yard line. So definitely fourth down territory here. And I was looking at quick stats, Derek, and Norwalk, if they get into fourth down territory, they may be able to kick the field goal. Norwalk kicker is 8 for 10 in field goals this year, so definitely going to be a threat. And Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Twins to his left. He's going to roll left. Throw this one over the middle to Sanders, and just over his reach. He beat his man, and it came just through a little bit over his head, and Norwalk offense will take over.
Yeah, that was really close. Dylan Sanders is able to get on the outside of this Norwalk defense, get past the secondary, and Dylan Sanders about 2 yards from catching that touchdown, tying this game up 7-7. But instead, Norwalk takes over here and has another chance to punch the score in to put it 14-0.
Yeah, Derek, as Branson Field comes back onto the field, the junior quarterback, he's got 873 yards coming in this one, passing, and 241 yards on the ground. So definitely a big threat for on the offense, both rushing and passing. And he's got out of the shotgun. Man in motion. And he's going to run it up the middle for a first down. That could move the chains for Norwalk to about the 41-yard line.
Yep, like you said, he is a tank. Just watching him tonight. This is actually, I've watched him multiple times. He just runs hard right behind his lineman and has the speed to get outside, but has the strength to go up the middle and make linebackers miss and kind of run over guys if you're not lowering him. So that's big for this Norwalk offense.
And Branson Fields got another shotgun. He's going to hand it off up the middle to his running back. He's got a short gain of about 3 yards.
Yeah, Sheraton's defense doing a pretty good job so far. Gave up a big touchdown a little bit ago, a big play a little while ago, leading to a touchdown. But here and throughout this game, Sheraton's done a good job defensively up front, getting to line, not letting much penetration on offense.
And that was Kobe Kwako with the run up the middle. He's going to be doing the carrying for the Norwalk offense. And Branson Field's going to drop back to pass. He's rolling left. He's pressured by Tim Good. But he's going to throw an incomplete pass towards the left side, trying to find his receiver. It was number 89 of Norwalk, the intended receiver, Sony Okun.
Yep, Norwalk, another thing they have is wide receivers that can just burn by guys. Norwalk's main identity is their speed offensively and defensively tonight.
Yeah, Norwalk's main receiver, Tyler Shamel, he's got 36 receptions, 360 yards, and 6 touchdowns coming into this game, so definitely a threat on the outside. And Branson Field got it. Second down, 10 yards to go at their own 42-yard line. And he's going to hand it off out the middle, gain of about 2 yards for Norwalk.
Yeah, good job by Chase Allmouthen, senior for this year in the team. You will be calling out a lot of seniors tonight. A lot of seniors playing for the Sharon Chargers, defense and offensively. So Sharon seniors have to step up. They want to get a big district win tonight.
Yeah, with the absence of Bradley Krutzinger, leading the team in tackles is Nick Ryan coming in this game. He's got 45 tackles. Right behind him, chance worse at 37.5. So those two will be asked to take the call to step up in absence of Bradley Krutzinger. And Brancenfield's going to drop back to pass. He's going to find number 5 of Norwalk in the flat, short of the first down, though.
I think with another play there, TJ's hot defense has gotten so much better this year. Sharon needs him. And his conditioning has improved a ton since last season, as has his strength in every way, but that's big for Sharon to have TJ.
And first down in 10 for Norwalk. Norwalk leads at 7-0. There's 1 minute to go in this first quarter. Brancenfield's got it at midfield. Twins to his left. And he's going to take snap and the handoff up the middle. He's got space. First down and more for Norwalk. It was number 20, the ball carrier, Kobe Klocko again.
Yep, that can't happen if you're a Sharon Charger defense and linebacker group there. Got to get penetration to the line and fill gaps tonight. Chargers have to fill gaps if they want to stop this run attack from Norwalk.
So Norwalk is in Charger territory yet again tonight. First and 10 at the Sheraton 30-yard line. And yet again, the pistol formation for Norwalk. Brancenfield's got it. He's going to take hand it, throw it to the flat. It's completed to the fullback, and he's got a gain of about 7 yards.
What a catch there by the fullback, number 89, I believe.
And that was Sony Oaken for Norwalk.
Wow, that was an unbelievable catch by a fullback there. Just kind of a little route to the flat, and kind of a low throw by Brady Brancenfield, but able to pull it in there.
And it is now second and short, second and about 2 for Norwalk.
If you guys are just tuning in, this is KIIC, and in the first, Pella 21, Carlisle 0, Adam, wow. Pella, what Pella does well, and that is beating teams bad and beating them efficiently. So Pella dominating Carlisle on the first, and Knoxville 14, Sadel 0.
And, Derek, we're going to head into our first timeout of the game. So, talking about tomorrow, Derek, Sheraton's going to be facing a very good – I mean, Sheraton, Iowa will be facing a very good Wisconsin team on the road.
Yeah, I think all Iowa fans are excited for this game. Night game, I believe. Am I correct on that?
No, it starts at 11.
It starts at 11, okay. Excuse me. But, yeah, Iowa-Wisconsin, kind of a legendary rivalry. Like, you're going to ask a question here in a second, but – the Iowa-Wisconsin game has always been very special, both fan bases, and I don't know about you, but I've watched this game.
And, Derek, that leads us to our first trivia question of the night. When did Iowa and Wisconsin start playing for the Heartland Trophy? Again, when did Iowa and Wisconsin start playing for the Heartland Trophy? Text your answer to 641-203-9042, 641-203-9042. And just text your answer and your name, and we'll be eager to see what you guys have to say.
Maybe we'll prize that. We'll prize if you guys get it right. No promises, so Adam has to supply it.
And we're in our second quarter now. Brancenfield's going to drop back to pass. He finds a man in the screen, and he's got a lot of room to run. First down and more, and he is in for the touchdown. Norwalk scores their second touchdown of the night. They go up 13-0.
Yep, two big plays tonight from that little screen pass. Sharon needs to respond to that coming up here. That's one of Norwalk's main plays, is a little screen to the running back, and Sharon not doing a good job of reacting to it tonight.
And it looked like Norwalk sent their lineman over to the left side to lead block, but the Sheraton D-line didn't respond, and they had a lot of room and a lot of blockers in front of them.
Yeah, and hopefully I don't jinx them here, but I kind of said 7-0 before he even kicked that. That's how good Norwalk's kicker is tonight for you guys. He's, like you said, 45-yarder and 8-for-10 on the season.
And the snap is good. The hold is good for Norwalk, and he's going to put it right down the middle. Norwalk goes up 14-0. This is early in the second quarter, 11 minutes and 52 seconds to go. And Sharon's going to be looking for a quick score here to get on the scoreboard and maybe turn things around.
Yep, this is one of those moments. It's a score or dig yourself a deeper hole going in a half. If you're Sharon here, you have to put together a drive. Touchdown's obviously the main agenda here, but if you're certain, you have to at least have a good drive and keep Norwalk off the field. Put the Norwalk's defense, put them on their heels a little bit here beginning of the second quarter.
Yeah, Derek, Norwalk, as we said before, they entered in 4-1, and you were mentioning the Pella score, but Pella, this Norwalk team was the only team to give Pella a game this year, 21-0. So good game between those two, and this is going to be a tough test for Sheraton throughout the game.
Yeah, and that's what kind of amazed me. People were kind of asking how Norwalk is, and I think one of the ways I explained it was, oh, they only lost to Pella 21-0. That's a lot of props to Norwalk for giving them a game, but a number that doesn't even look like that close of a game. That's just how good Pella is this season, as they were last season. Grace Baptist Church. Listen to services on KIIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Located at 703 South 1st Street, Sheraton, Iowa.
And we're resuming action here. Norwalk's kick team is onto the field. Back deep to receive is Sanders. His kick is towards the left side. Sanders has got it at the 5-yard line. He's going to run towards the right hash, and he's got a little room here. He's breaking space. The 40. The 50. He's got one man to beat. It's the kicker. The 40, and he is brought down behind at about the Norwalk 35-yard line.
And that is that spark the Sheraton Chargers needed here early in the second quarter. Clem Truel with a great block on the outside, and the Sheraton blockers did a great job opening a little hole for Sanders because that is all he needs. And Dylan Sanders, a senior for Sheraton, had a great game in the last year and barely came up short against Oski. And tonight sparks the Sheraton offense a little bit. Hopefully that gets him going here.
Yeah, he had one man to beat. It was the kicker, and once he juked him out, the guys came behind him and brought him down at about the 35-yard line. Now Aaron Kane is back onto the field with his offense. Twins to both sides. It's first down. In motion is Dylan Sanders. Kane's going to drop back fast. He's got time. He throws it to the right side to Hawkinson, and they're going to say it's a 7-yard gain.
What a catch by TJ. It was a simple 7-yard little in-and-out move, and TJ would create space there and get a nice pickup there. It'd be a great catch there, by the way.
Yeah, one thing Smizer's doing to kind of get away from this double coverage, Derek, is he's just kind of going out at 5 or 10 yards and then coming back as fast as possible on a hitch route almost, and been working out so far. He's got two catches on that same route tonight.
Yeah, back shoulders for TJ on double coverages are the best way for him to get touches. So great job by Kurt Smizer and Lee Sandy.
So it is 2nd and 3. Kane's going to drop back to pass again, and he's got a man to the left side, and it is completed for a first down. And it was Hawkinson again.
Yeah, Hawkinson's so good around. Good throw by Aaron there. TJ kind of saw an opening, just kind of sat in the gap there. That's what really good wide receivers, inexperienced wide receivers do instead of you see a gap there, just sitting it a little bit when the quarterback's under pressure there, and that's what TJ did. And I think at Iowa, they'll really appreciate that part of his game, and he'll even continue to improve on it there.
So it is 14-0. Norwalk leads it with 10 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. Chargers are in Norwalk territory, 25-yard line. King's going to hand it off to the right side to Alex Boldrift, and he's got a decent gain of about 5 yards towards the sideline.
Yeah, good run by Alex. Puts his head down, like we said, but Trevin Nance on the outside there just leading the way for Alex. Two losses coming at you, two beats coming at you there. So Sheraton Lion doing good here, especially Trevin Nance, senior for Sheraton.
And now it is going to be 2nd and about 5 for this Sheraton offense. And they're finally into the red zone now for the first time tonight. And Hawkinson's going to line up, split out to the left side.
Seal coverage, I believe they're Norwalk and seal coverage.
And Kane's going to drop back to pass. He's going to look to Hawkinson in the end zone, and it's just over his head. Incomplete pass. He looked for Hawkinson towards the corner of it.
Yeah, a little overthrown there by Aaron. Aaron has not missed too many passes this season. Aaron's done a great job, but there you just got to give TJ a chance to get it there. So I think they'll find that connection here throughout the game, though.
And now, Derek, it is 3rd down. These Norwalk fans are on their feet. There's a good crowd on hand tonight, as it always usually is here in Norwalk. And it's going to be a tough 3rd down, especially in the red zone, but you got to be looking for the big guy, Hawkinson.
Yep, and I think we're looking from up here, and I think the Norwalk players are looking up down there, too. Up at 6'6", tight end for Sheraton, TJ Hawkinson.
And it is 3rd and 5. Kane's got to have the shotgun. He's going to throw it again to the left side to Hawkinson, and he's going to make the catch, but he was out of bounds. He caught it out of bounds just over his head, he's forced to leap over the line, and going to be incomplete again, 4th down.
Yeah, double covers there, but TJ almost with an unbelievable TJ Hawkins catch, if that's a word. Try putting it together there. TJ up those sometimes somehow, but Aaron did a good job there, just giving an opportunity and set his feet and almost make it first to put it in there, but Sheraton here has a 4th down.
Yep, it is 4th down and about 5 for Sheraton. Kane's got 2 receivers, 1 to his right and 1 to his left. Hawkinson lined up on the inside. Kane's going to send Boldrev in motion. Kane's going to be rushing on the outside, but he's going to fumble. And it looks like there's a fight for the ball now. There's a big pile. Norwalk's saying they have it, though. And Warriors will take over at the at the Norwalk 20-yard line. And Kane was rushed on his blind side and tried getting rid of it, but the Norwalk defender fed it down. I mean, hit his arm, and that's a fumble.
Yeah, but definitely a fumble there. Not a huge loss. Fourth down anyways, and Norwalk still has a while to go here, but just a little sloppy here, really. Norwalk with turnover, first possession, sharing with the turnover, two turnovers now in this game.
And Norwalk's got it first and 10 at the 20-yard line, and Branson Field's going to throw this one to the left side. It's going to be an 8-yard gain.
You know, that's what's killed Sharon this year. It's first downs, big gains. That's for offensive, for defensive teams. If you want to be great, you have to get stops on first and second and get it third and long. And Sharon's unable to do that here early in this game and throughout the last couple of games.
Now it's Tyler Shandell with the 8-yard reception. Norwalk's got it second and 2, and he's going to hand it off up the middle. He's got a lot of room, and he's going to be brought down at about the 45-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, that's a big run after big run here. Norwalk really hurting Sharon in the line of scrimmage battle.
Yeah, that was number 6 of Norwalk, Justin South, with a carry. And it is now first and 10 for Norwalk. They're running the no-huddle offense. They got twins to both sides.
I was kind of interested to see how Sharon responded to that close loss last week. Sharon not doing great here early.
And Branson Field's going to drop back to pass again, but it is incomplete. It looks like a little miscommunication on the route there.
Yeah, I think the inside receiver looked for it, and then he thought it was going to the guy behind him. Another guy was blocking for him, so miscommunication. Had some room there. Chargers secondary has done a great job all year, but there he had a little bit of room. So good thing for Chargers he wasn't able to convert that with his wide receiver.
And it is now 2nd and 10 for Branson Field. And he's got it. Now he's going to hand this one off up the middle, but it is the D-line of Sheraton is not having any of that one. They're stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, great job by number 54 for the Chargers. I believe Jacob Farron. Jacob Farron, yep. Great job by Jacob there. And Lynn Truel, Chase Altenhoff, and the whole front line just got through there and got a stop on second down.
Yeah, Derek Jacobs from Guam, and a lot of the kids at school like to call him Guam, and he even likes it too. And Bransfield's going to drop back to pass again, and it is incomplete. That's going to be fourth down. It'll be interesting to see what Norwalk does here at midfield, if they're going to punt or go for it.
Yeah, I think they'll punt. Judging from their kicking game, I think their punting game able to change field positions very fast on you. And Adam, like you're saying, Guam, yeah, from Guam. We actually call him Guam, like you said. Great kid and great football player.
And looks like Kobe Richmond is back to receive here for the Norwalk punt. It is 4th and 11. And the punt is a good one, though. And Kobe's going to let this one bounce. It's going to be close to the end zone and barely gets into the end zone. It was number 6 of Norwalk, almost getting it before the end zone, Justin South. He almost saved it at the 1-yard line. Good thing for Sheraton. He wasn't able to get it.
Yeah, that was a bomb punt. That was a bomb. The Kobe Richmond, I can't understand why Kurt Snyder has him back. Not the fastest kid on the field, but he has great hands and pretty good speed and quickness. But Kobe Richmond is a great ball hawk. Like, the word you like to use, ball hawk. He, right there, was inside the 10, let it go. Experience decision there by Kobe Richmond, good junior for the Sheraton Chargers.
So, Derek, after the stop, Sheraton will take over at their own 20-yard line, 1st and 10. Sanders comes in motion. Kane's got double twins. He's going to hand it off to Voldrev up the middle. That he's got nothing doing, stopped by a host of Norwalk Chargers, 2nd and 10.
Yeah, Alex had a lot of yards there early. I'm surprised Sheraton has not been able to convert on a couple big pass plays after establishing the run here early. Usually that's kind of when Sheraton's the best, they're establishing the run and then getting it up to Hawkinson and Crutzinger when he's healthy. So I'm surprised Sheraton hasn't had a big pass play yet.
So in the second quarter, Norwalk leads at 14-0 with 7 minutes and 56 seconds to go. Kane's got it as a shotgun at his own 20-yard line. And he's going to drop back to pass, looking to the right side, just over the reach of Kobe Richmond, and another overthrown ball.
Yeah, a little high for Kobe there. Pretty good route. Kobe runs great routes for the Chargers, and T.J. Hawkinson had a little steam in the middle there. Maybe a little open, maybe not a bad decision by Aaron there to throw to the flats, Kobe Richmond.
And now Sheraton is looking at another third down. It's third and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Haven't been very successful so far.
Yeah, but third and 10, that's a big problem for Sheraton. They got to get to third and 5 if you want to keep getting third down efficiently.
And Kane's going to drop back to pass. He's going to look to the sideline, the right side to Sanders. And it is almost picked off by Norwalk and incomplete. He was looking for Sanders on the right side, the seam route. Just underthrown, Norwalk almost intercepted it.
Yeah, Dylan was on the outside there, a long pass. Aaron was getting a lot of pressure there. Nice job by Aaron to even get it off him. But Dylan Sanders has that speed to get on the corner. If I'm the Chargers now, I'm continuing to look for Sanders on the outside go pattern.
So now the punt team is on for Sheraton. It's TJ Hawkinson punting at their own 20-yard line. And the snap is good, and it was almost blocked.
And
there is a flag on the play. TJ was taken out on the play, and that's going to be roughing the punter.
And I believe that's going to be a first down. So first down foul, working out very good for the Chargers here. Still have to get official word that it's a roughing the punter, but TJ kind of got demolished after that punt. Not a very smart play from Norwalk.
The Norwalk defender came in very aggressive, and the call on the field is a roughing the punter. Going to be a 15-yard penalty, first down for the Chargers, and the offense gets to stay on the field this time.
That's the funny thing about football. Whatever it takes to get that first down, whether it's a personal foul or a great block and turning into a great run, first down to first down, and maybe that will get the Sheraton offense going. Had a chance to punch it in last session.
Yeah, they're in the red zone now. Now they got another first down at their own 35-yard line. They're behind, though, 14-0 in this second quarter, 7 minutes and 29 seconds to go.
Yeah, maybe because we had some technological difficulties. The first quarter went really fast, so starting to slow down here, and some high school football. This game's going to be a really good game.
And Kane's got Hawkinson in motion coming to his right, and he's going to throw it to Hawkinson in the flat, and he's got just a little bit of room, about 4-yard carry.
Yep, I had a little bit of room, like you said, but about 4 guys are keen in on Hawkinson tonight, so about... pretty much the whole Norwalk team was over there with him on that tackle.
So now it's about at the 40-yard line for Sheraton. And second and 6 here, you're going to want to get it close, like you said earlier, or at least the first down would be better, but at least get it close to the sticks, make it a little easier on the next third down.
Exactly. And
Kane's got it. He's going to keep this one. He looks towards the middle of the field. He's got Hawkinson with a great catch, first down. And he was taken out, jumped in the air, and got his legs taken out, but able to keep the ball and keep possession.
Yeah, I think both sides, you kind of hear it all. That was a scary play, to say the least. Hawkinson jumped up from a high pass from Kane. He would come down with it like he usually is, but kind of undercut there and fell really hard, almost doing a complete turn to land on this kind of elbow area, so hopefully TJ's all right. He shaked it off like nothing happened. So
first down for the Chargers at about the 49-yard line, and Kane's going to hit it off the boulder. If he's got a good gain of about 6 yards.
There you go. If you're standing there, that's huge for your offense. Run right behind your senior leadership line. Ethan Canuto at center, Hunter Miller, Trevin Nance, Chase Hollenhoffen. Those guys can really block at a high level, so just keep handing the ball off and controlling this line of scrimmage if you're the Chargers. And Hawkinson will find ways to get this receiving game going for Sheraton this season.
And now Sheraton is in Norwalk territory. Kane's got twins both sides here, and he's going to send Sanders in motion. But this time he's going to keep it. He's going to give it off to Sanders on the counter, but the counter didn't work again. This time brought down by a couple of Norwalk defenders. First there was number 43 of Norwalk, Dylan Polka.
Yep, the counter then ran twice tonight early, and both times notes negative yards on both. Sanders, great field on the outside, but if that pull guy, I think it's usually Trevin Nance or Hunter Miller, depending on which way, is unable to get a block. It's a broken up play for a loss, so Sheraton has to be able to use that counter tonight with Dylan Sanders.
And Norwalk's going to take a timeout on this third down in about 6 for Sheraton. Sheraton is down in this game 14-0 with 5 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Midwest Heritage Bank. The mission of Midwest Heritage Bank is to provide full range of financial services to our customers through convenient and innovative channels in a friendly and customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor, Sheraton Sports, Midwest Heritage Bank.
And, Derek, we got the answer for the trivia question we had at the end of the first quarter. The question was, when did Iowa and Wisconsin start playing for the Hartman Trophy? And the winner of the trivia question was none other than Ben Schooley, our basketball coach. He sent the right one. It was 2004 when they started playing for the Hartman Trophy.
And Coach Ben Schooley always preaches about integrity, so I know he didn't look that answer up. Am I right, Coach Ben Schooley? No, Ben Schooley wouldn't look that up. He's a very smart guy.
And out of the timeout now, it is third and about six for Sheraton. Sheraton's been unsuccessful tonight on third downs. What are they going to have to do differently to convert this time, Derek?
Yeah, third downs and shorts are key for the Chargers. Hawkinson's unguardable in short down situations when you can't put a safety over top. So third downs and shorts are key for them.
And King's going to throw this one to the right side this time, and it's going to be caught by Hawkinson. Great catch by Hawkinson on the sideline. First down, he went up to get another one in double coverage. Great pass by Aaron Kane, though.
Yeah, great catch by TJ. Almost like I want to be careful not getting too content with just saying great catch because some of these catches are unbelievable. But right there, I was impressed with Aaron Kane's throw over shoulder to TJ Hawkinson. He put it where only TJ can get it, and usually that works out for the Sheraton Chargers.
So offense moving good after that penalty on Hawkinson, or against on Hawkinson on the roughing the punter. Sheraton is at the Norwalk 30-yard line. Kane's going to hit it off of Boldrev up the middle. He's got a gain of about 3 yards.
And he will not go down. Alex Boldrev fighting for every inch. And if you're the Sheraton Charger offense, you got to feed off Boldrev tonight. He is your main source of offense so far besides Hawkinson. In the run game, Boldrev has been great for the Chargers here early. So just keep running behind Boldrev. Get these third and shorts, and Sheraton might punch it in here early in the second or mid-second quarter.
So now it's at about the 23-yard line, close to the red zone for Sheraton. There's twins to the right. It's Hawkinson and Sanders. Behind Kane is Boldrev. And Kane's going to throw it to the flat to Sanders. Hawkinson blocking. But Sanders is brought down about line of scrimmage, no gain.
Yep, that's something I think Sheraton could do even more. TJ Hawkinson, kind of known for his catching, but he can block. Kind of had to improve his blocking and really work on his blocking this summer to get that offer from Iowa. So not a bad idea for the Sheraton Chargers to get it out to the flat to Sanders or Kobe Richard and just run behind TJ. He'll give you space. He'll block like he showed there, a great block by TJ on the outside.
And Chargers were successful in their last third down opportunity there. It's third down again at about the 22-yard line.
Yeah, the third short is big for the Chargers here. It will get in third short, so that's been helpful so far this game.
And Sanders is going to come in motion. Kane's going to hand it off to Boldrev. Gain of about 2 yards. I don't think he's got the sticks quite. And he's going to be just a bit short, fourth down.
Yep, kind of in this situation here, it'd be about a 28-yard field goal, 30-yard field goal, and the kicker is supposed to be this year is Royce White, who actually tore his ACL, as did another freshman, Nathan Blong. Two good Sheraton football players, good Sheraton athletes in general, and hopefully they have a good recovery because they're both going to be really good players for Sheraton sports.
And so here we go, Derek, fourth and one in Norwalk territory, 20-yard line. Kane's got it now. He's going to pitch this one to Sanders on the outside. He's looking for a room, and he's got the first down.
Great job by Sanders getting this outside. Great play called by Coach Lee Sandy for the Sheraton Chargers offensive coordinator. Get it outside to Sanders and just let him make a play, run behind Trevin Nance Bowling. So good job by Sheraton moving the chains on fourth down.
And it is now at the 14-yard line for Sheraton, deep into Norwalk territory, looking for a different answer than last time. Last time they came up short off the turnover. They're going to be looking to get their first points on the board here, first and 10.
Yep, TJ Hawkinson, kind of one-man coverage right now, kind of giving the throw-it-out signal to Aaron Kane.
And Kane's going to drop back to pass, but he's pressured, and he's going to be brought down for the sack by a host of Norwalk defenders. It looked like their whole D-line was there bringing him down.
Yep, TJ and Aaron Kane have to be a little bit more careful on that signal to kind of air it up to TJ on an A pattern, or on a fly pattern, excuse me. Right when TJ kind of made the signal, their whole defense shifted over. So let's see if Sheraton coaches can notice that. Norwalk kind of knows that signal, I think. Maybe it's not the signal. Maybe they just decide to everybody just go to TJ's side. Not a bad idea.
And now it is going to be second and long after the sack. Kane's going to pitch this one to Boulder, but on the counter, a little trickery for Sheraton Sanders. It doesn't have much room, though, and he's going to be brought down at about the line of scrimmage. Kane pitched it to Boulder towards the right side, then Sanders came to the other side, from the other side, on a pitch from Boulder, but Sanders couldn't find any running room.
Yeah, kind of a triple reverse, double reverse there. I'm very surprised that didn't work. From first glance, it looks like Sanders had a ton of running room. I think a couple guys for sure, and unfortunately missed their block. Won't mention any names, but sharing a couple missed blocks, there could have been a touchdown from Sanders on the outside on that great call by Lee Sandy for the reverse there.
And so after a good drive, now Chargers facing third and long. King's going to drop back to pass. He's got a ton of time, though, and his pass is incomplete towards the flat. Dylan Sanders was the intended receiver, and now it's fourth down.
Yeah, I think TJ is one of those players. He wants the ball in this situation to help his team score and put them in better position to win this game. But I like Aaron's trust in other guys tonight so far here.
Yeah, Kane's trusting Sanders a lot more. He had a big game last weekend, as you said before, over 100 yards, about 148 yards receiving just in one game last week. Most of the yards came on one play, that the touchdown to take the lead, but unfortunately, off he was able to drag down the field. But nice to see some other guys coming in with the receiving game, not just the running game.
Yeah, TJ Hawkinson, obviously an unbelievable player for Sheriffton, but we've said this many times, can't stress it enough if you're Sheriffton. You've got to find other guys to make plays on offense besides the run game. Dylan Sanders and Alex Boulder have a great 1-2 combo from that running back position, kind of a power running back and then speed. But other guys, when Bradley's out especially, Bradley has probably the second-best hands on this team or second-best wide receiver core, but other guys like Dylan Sanders have to step up to share an offense for them to be successful.
Yeah, Derek, as you said about Bradley, he's been making a couple appearances in this game. Smizer has been limiting him, of course, after the injury a couple weeks ago, but they've been trying to work him in a little bit, but don't want to overdo it and make things worse.
Yep, you can't look ahead of games, but now it's close to a big game next week, so I'd rather have him 100% next week than less than 50 tonight and then less than what it should be next week. Smith Body Shop. If you drive the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of a perfectly painted and shined vehicle, you'll want to know our name. Smith Body Shop. And if you're just tuning in, KIIC.
And now the offense is back onto the field. It's Aaron Kane, fourth and long, fourth and about 15. He's going to drop back to pass, and his pass is incomplete, intended for Hawkinson towards the right sideline. Norwalk's offense is back onto the field. Another turnover on downs for Sheraton.
Yep, empty-handed in the red zone, two opportunities in a row. Sheraton doing a good job of driving it down, but if you're not going to score in the red zone, you're going to have a lot of trouble winning this district game versus the top five-ranked Norwalk Warriors. And another score update, Pella 28, Carlisle 0. Wow.
Yeah, Sheraton, they still got Carlisle and Pella to play this year. Those two teams are going to be tough. Sheraton needs two wins to get to the playoffs, and they're really hoping they can scratch a win off against Knoxville and maybe another win off either Norwalk, Carlisle, or Pella.
Yeah, this district is great. Pella, Norwalk, Carlisle, just kind of a core in there. And Sheraton's hoping that this early in the season they've kind of put their name in that core group of talented teams in this district. So hopefully they can continue to pull some upsets in their shoes and just get some big-time wins.
And now Norwalk's got it after about a four-yard carry. It's second and six. And Bransfield's going to hand this one off up the middle to his running back. No gain, brought down by a host of Chargers. It looked like Tim Good and Trevin Nance for the tackle.
Yeah, that kind of when you saw Bradley Cressing, or Bradley Cressing then now, by the way, there's kind of a pile there, and usually that's kind of Bradley's one of his best things about him, just kind of a ball, kind of wherever the tackle is, he's in on it and make sure the guy doesn't get loose, but a little hesitant there to jump in it, so that's kind of when you know Bradley's not 100%.
Yeah, Derek, Hawkinson is no longer at D-end right now. He's moved back to safety. Lim Chul is the new D-end. You can tell he's working hard over there. And there's going to be a run to the right side. It's number 15 for Norwalk, the ball carrier. He's got the first down and more. It was Grant Gamer for the first down.
Yeah, that was a great block against Lim. Not much Lim could do on that block. Norwalk has some tanks up front. Number 76 for them is Drake Leach, and he is their leading linebacker. He's kind of their leader on offense, on their offensive line group.
And Bransfield got it first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. He's going to drop back to pass, looking for some running room, though, brought down by Trevin Nance for a gain of about 2 yards.
Yeah, and kind of a late block in the back there. uncalled, though. The ref missed the big block in the back there. That's got to be seen. That's no luck. The guy just blocked certain guy in the back, so it's a big missed call by him.
And that's the end of the first half. Norwalk leads it 14-0. Quick first half. Sharon unable to get on the scoreboard. Derek had a couple red zone opportunities deep into Norwalk territory, but unable to connect.
Yeah, that's bad to Sharon and coaches and coaches players tonight. Those are opportunities you cannot have back. Those are within the 30-yard line of Norwalk territory and unable to punch it in. Turnover on one of them, and then just kind of a couple of losses there that put it to fourth and very long. So Sharon needs to punch those in if they want to stay in this game and find a way to win it late.
Yeah, so if Sheraton was able to punch those in, we could be looking at a tie ball game, Derek. Sheraton's defense is hanging in there. It's only 14-0, so definitely still a ball game, and we're looking at a good ball game in the second half, and I think we're going to hang it up until the second half. I'm Adam Kafka with my partner, Derek Lang. This is KIIC. And we're back here in Norwalk, Iowa, in this football matchup between the visiting team Sheraton Chargers and the home team Norwalk Warriors. Norwalk leads the Sheraton Chargers 14-0 in this one. Sheraton had a couple chances to get on the scoreboard last half. Derek, what happened?
Adam, early turnovers for Sheraton. Irritating with a fumble from a guy just getting through pressure. Too much pressure for Sheraton here. And then the next one, just kind of a couple plays of losses and then a long fourth down and kind of got trapped in the red zone there and unable to convert both possessions. And like I said, it's really hurting Sheraton here. Those two possessions that they came in empty-handed within Norwalk's 30-yard line just really hurt them field-wise. And then on the scoreboard right now, it's making it 14-0.
Yeah, Derek, we still got a good ball game, though. It's only 14-0. A lot of time left. Some first-half stats. Sharing. They offense had 9 first downs to Norwalk's 11 first downs. Sheraton had 64 rushing yards. Norwalk had 121 rushing yards. And Sheraton had only 67 passing yards to Norwalk's 125 yards passing. So Norwalk definitely leading in all the offensive categories.
Yeah, Brady Brinkfield for Norwalk is as good as advertising it. Like we've said multiple times, he's leading Norwalk in rushing and passing this season. And Brady is a stud for these Norwalk Warriors squad. He can run the ball very good, and he can pass the ball. So, like we've seen early in this game, so Jared needs to find answers for Brady.
Yeah, Derek, we've been talking a lot about it. TJ's only 3 touchdowns away from tying the state record for touchdowns and receptions in a career. He came up empty-handed on a couple opportunities in the first half. He's got 66 receiving yards. Norwalk's leading receiver, though, he's got 35 receiving yards, and Hawkins is going to be looking to find the end zone in the second half.
Yeah, Hawkins is looking to find the end zone, like you said, but other guys for sure, and they're going to have opportunities tonight, and let's just see if they take advantage of them. Norwalk is tripling TJ on the outside, on the out route, so Sharon's trying some back shoulders action and stuff, but on fourth and long or third and long, you can't go back shoulders enough, so Sharon's other guys have to step up. Bradley Krutzinger is kind of banged up tonight, which is a really big blow to Sharon defense and offense. So Sharon, Dylan Sanders, I look for him to have a big second half, and I look for Kobe Richard, kind of our hero. He has our course of the second half. Look for Kobe Richmond.
And, Derek, we're about to start our action up here in the second half. Sheraton will get the ball first, down 14-0. They're going to want to score on this drive to get the momentum rolling a little bit early in the second half.
Yeah, it's put together some impressive drives, as is Norwalk, but the difference is Norwalk's able to punch them in and Sheraton has not been able to. Sheraton's defense has done well tonight, containing some guys for Norwalk, but like we said multiple times here, not able to punch it in has hurt them tonight.
And here we go. The kick team for Norwalk is onto the field. It's number 58 kicking for Norwalk's Sean Hickson.
And if we haven't said this, this crowd in Norwalk is electrifying. A sea of purple with Norwalk's colors here. Norwalk Stadium is one of the best.
Yeah, Derek, it's almost like a college atmosphere. They got the Jumbotron over to our right. It's kind of a college atmosphere. That there's student section to our right getting pumped up on this kickoff. So
my
definitely a fun environment.
Excuse me, my favorite part is this press box on this cold night. So we have a nice little area up here to read you guys the game tonight.
Now Sean is kicking off here, back deep to receive Dylan Sanders. And this kick is going to go out of bounds. And Chargers will have good field position on their first drive of the second half.
Yeah, kind of on a side note here, I'm kind of surprised no rush kicker number 58,
Sean Hickson,
thank you, Adam. He hasn't been able to put one in the touchback yet. I can't give – Dylan Sanders had a big return earlier, kind of got the shirt and offense going. So Dylan Sanders is usually deep for shirt, and he has some great wheels on him.
And here's Sheridan's first drive of the game, starting off at their own 35-yard line. Kane's got twins to both sides in the shotgun formation. And he's going to hand this one off to Boldrev up the middle. He's got nothing doing. Brought down by a host of Norwalk defenders at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Alex Boldrev for the Sheridan Chargers is kind of one of those kids that just puts his head down. The 1-2 punch between him and Dylan Sanders has been doing pretty good this game, but Alex Boldrev had a big first half for the Sheridan Chargers. He kind of carried them on the rushing attack for the Sheridan Charger offense. Him and Dylan Sanders both with a chunk of yards this year, like you said earlier.
And then there's 2nd and 10 at the Charger 35-yard line. And Sanders is going to come in motion. Kane's going to drop back to pass. Looks to the left side. It's Hawkinson. He's going to be just short of the first down, about an 8-yard gain.
Yep, and the refs missed a holding there. Hawkinson held pretty bad there, but TJ able to come in with it. Good route, kind of signaled there by Aaron and TJ. Just a little actual move. So Aaron and TJ connecting here early.
And here we go. It is going to be 3rd down for Sheridan. 3rd and about 2 at the 43-yard line in their own territory. And there's going to be twins to both sides yet again in a spread formation. And Kane's going to keep this one on the option, and he's got a lot of running room, 40 to 30. No one to beat the 20 to 10. Touchdown, Aaron Kane. Great play drawn up.
And Sheridan Chargers punted in there. Aaron Kane, senior leader for the Sheridan Charger offense at quarterback, showing off those wheels that on that 4x800 track relay team for Sheridan Chargers. He just showed those wheels at him, and he went. Touchdown, Chargers.
Yeah, Sheridan just ran the option play there. Pretty much the whole defense bit on Alex Boldrev's run up the middle. Kane just kept it and had a lot of running room to the left side, able to punch it in for Chargers' first score of the game.
Yeah, big play by Aaron Kane and this Sheridan Charger offense. Great read there by Aaron on the read option. And like we said, this new implemented offense for Sheridan has paid off these last couple years.
And the PAT team is on. It's Alex Boldrev in for the try, and the try is good. It is 14-7, a one-possession ball game, 10 minutes and 38 seconds to go in this third quarter. Sheridan, just with the doctor ordered, first drive, they marched down the field and scored.
Yeah, Alex Boldrev has had a great game running the ball, but right there, Alex Boldrev can see what he can do by running the ball well early and not running the ball there. Alex Boldrev able to draw the guys on defense to him, and Aaron Kane just able to make the right read and put a long touchdown in for the Sheridan Charger squad. Kane Construction. Kane Construction is a family-owned business that is ready to help you with all your earth moving projects. They do it all. Ponds, terraces, and tiling. Give Kane Construction a call at 766-6126 and let them move your earth with their GPS and laser-controlled equipment. If you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
So now in our third quarter, Sheridan only down one possession. We got ourselves a ball game now. It's 14-7, and the kick team is out onto the field. It's T.J. Hawkinson in to kick off.
And just kind of like we saw last game, they're going to go through some early adversity here and able to respond. So good job by Sheridan Chargers.
And Hawkinson almost kind of like a squig kick towards the left side, and it's going to be fielded at the sideline. And he's got some space. It's number 6. Justin South, and he breaks a couple tackles. He's going to run all the way to the left sideline, brought down by Hawkinson, return of about 25 yards.
And that was an interesting return. Kind of went right, and was about to lose some yards and kind of cut it back. A really risky play, but ran it back about 10 yards and able to get open and kind of fumbled it there almost and picked it up right away. That was an impressive coordination there.
And it looks like Hayes Altenhoffen came up limping a little bit. We're hoping he's okay. Big part of this Charger defense.
He's good, Adam. You can see him. He's walk on one foot if he has to. Chase Altenhoffen's a tough kid, and I think he's going to stay in there. I think he'll roll his ankle a little bit.
And this junior quarterback, Brady Brantfield, is out onto the field again for the first time in this second half. He's going to hand it off up the middle to his running back, Kobe Klocko, for about a gain of about 2 yards.
And Chase Altenhoffen, right after that injury, about 20 seconds after the tackle, limping up hard. He has an ankle issue right now. Hopefully, he just lightly rolled it and didn't sprain it or do worse to it. He's a big player for sure in defense.
And Branson Field got it out of the shotgun, and his pass is batted down by Altenhoffen, incomplete. It's going to be the first third down opportunity for Norwalk.
And that ankle's feeling good for Chase Altenhoffen after that. Those two plays in a row. It's kind of funny how you don't think about your pain when you're helping your team win. So Chase Altenhoffen's ankle looks to be okay, guys.
And it is third down at the Norwalk 32-yard line. Trips to Brantfield right. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw it towards the right side. He's got a first down. It's number 14 with the reception of Norwalk, Tyler Schammel.
Wow. Really good field possession. Rescued in a really good spot there. I think about 2 yards more than it was, even adding in forward progress there. So good spot by the ref, but good play by Norwalk. Kressinger is on the field for this year, and Chargers kind of been in and out tonight. Kressinger's on. Let's see if he can make some plays for this year in defense.
And it's first and 10 for Norwalk. Brantfield's going to drop back to pass. He's rushed by a few defenders, though, and he's able to find a lot of yards. He's got the first down and more. He's going to run to the left side, and a big block on the sideline. Brought down at the Charger 22-yard line.
Yeah, Kobe Richmond kind of got his bell rung there on the backside. Kind of a crack back there. Momentum changer. Brantfield is a big-time quarterback, guys. He kind of reminds me of like a Blake Bell from Oklahoma a couple years ago. Kind of pass and run with his big body. So moving his team down the field is Lace Brantfield for these Norwalk Warriors.
And now it is first and 10. There's trips to Brantfield's right in this no-huddle offense. And he's got a shotgun. He's got a man in motion. And he's going to keep this one on the option. He's got a lot of running room. Another first down, Norwalk.
Yeah, that can't happen if you're Sheridan. That's one thing to give up one big play, but the next play, you got to be ready. But Sheridan defense looks a little fatigued out here.
And now the Norwalk is knocking on the door. They're at the Charger 10-yard line. March down the field. A good drive from Norwalk out of the gate.
Yeah, and that's not the response you want to see from the Charger experienced guys. You want to see them come back and get a stop on defense and keep the momentum rolling. But quarterback for Norwalk has been able to just drive them down the field here single-handedly.
And Brantfield's got out of the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Kobe Klocko, and he's got a gain of about 2 yards. Brought down by linebacker Nick Ryan.
Nick, like you said, is not counting Bradley because of his injuries. Nick Ryan is leading the Sheridan Chargers on tackles. Not the biggest guy out there, but definitely a really good form tackler and fills the gaps really good at that linebacker position for the Sheridan Chargers.
And it is 14-7 now. Norwalk leads it 8 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. Norwalk knocks on the door. Brantfield's going to drop back to pass. He rolls right. He's going to keep this one looking for the end zone, and he is close at about the 1 yard line, gain of about 5 yards.
Yep, that's one of those plays. I think Aaron Kane came up and made the tackle. They only get top here. That was a big play by Aaron, but Brantfield is just a tank. He is all of advertised tonight.
It is third and goal at about the 2 yard line here in Norwalk. Third down, they got a couple of tries here.
I think they'll run it in here and punch it in.
And Brantfield's got it out of the shotgun, and Klocko right behind him. And he's going to hand it off to Klocko. And it looks like he's in for the Norwalk touchdown. Norwalk gets their first score of the second half. It is now 20-7. Norwalk leads it.
Yeah, a couple of big plays there. Killed Sheraton. Brantfield able to break some tackles early and get about a 40-yard run early, and then they just kept driving in there.
And now the Norwalk PAT team is onto the field to try making this a 21-7 ball game. and it's the kicker for Norwalk is number 8, Zachary Kreider. And the snap is good, the hold is good, and he's going to put this one right down the middle. 21-7, two possession ball game, Norwalk leads it.
Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Will Hammer help you or your loved one with home care needs? Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. And if you guys are just tuning in, this is KIIC, all the scores, one station.
And Derek, with 7 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the third quarter, Sharon's going to be wanting to do on this drive what they did on their last drive, and that's get down the field and score quickly.
Yep. Not a drive without an empty-handed number on the scoreboard last drive for Sheraton. We'll see if they can do that again. Like we've said, those two early possessions in the first and second quarter of this game really hurt Sheraton not being able to punch it in the red zone.
And in the kickoff for Norwalk is number 58, Sean Hickson. And back deep to receive for Sheraton is Dylan Sanders, Kobe Richmond, and Nick Ryan.
Dylan Sanders is great speed for the Sash and Charger return group here.
And Hickson's kick is deep towards the left side. Fielded by Kobe Richmond at about the 10-yard line. He's going to be looking for some running room up the middle. And he's going to cut it back out to the left side, but nothing doing. He's going to be brought down at about the 12-yard line. Where Sheraton offense will take.
Excuse me. Kobe, good job receiving that punt there. Kind of a couple bounces, hard to hop, but Kobe able to get it. He's one of those guys just sharing his great hands on the return group, but great job by Norwalk. Kick covers there.
And it is 1st and 10 for Aaron Kane's offense.
Let's see if they can continue that work, that read option here. Aaron Kane has great speed for the Sheraton Charger group, and Alex Boldarev is getting guys to go his direction.
Towards both sides. Kane's going to drop back to pass to Sanders in the flat, but it is dropped, incomplete pass. Looks like he had a little running room.
Yeah, that could have been dangerous for Norwalk Warriors, and really good for the Sheraton Chargers. Had Hawkinson out in front blocking, and TJ, really improved blocker this year. I encouraged him to work on that all offseason, and TJ has really got his blocking into place, and Sheraton unable to convert there.
And Sheraton looking at about a 2nd and 10 at their own 16-yard line. There's 7 minutes and 21 seconds to go in this third quarter. Down 2 possessions. Kane's got it out of the shotgun here. Sends a man in motion. It's Dylan Sanders. He's going to drop back to pass to Hawkinson in double coverage, and it is incomplete, just over the reach of Hawkinson. 3rd and 10.
No way he could have came in with that. TJ, guy over top, guy bumping him, and then safety in the middle for help. Other guys have to step up for the Sheraton Charger core group tonight.
And Sheraton looking at another 3rd down. Been pretty unsuccessful so far. They've had a couple of good 3rd down conversions, but this is one you got to have deep into your own territory.
Yeah, and like we said, 3rd and shorts are huge for the Sheraton Chargers, so getting in 3rd and short will give them a better opportunity, a better chance of getting it.
And here we go. Kane's got a shotgun. Trich to his right. Norwalk sends a blitz. Kane's going to roll right. Pressured, but he's going to find Hawkinson on the sideline. Completed pass. And that's going to be 1st down, Sheraton.
Great route. Again, he just kind of sits in the gap there. That's kind of what an experienced player will do instead of keep running pass where you're not going to be open anymore. Just sit in that gap and look for the ball. Great experience and great play by TJ Nairn. They're able to connect.
So that's going to be a big 1st down for Sheraton at about the 28-yard line. And Kane's going to have it now out of the shotgun. Pistol formation, twins to both sides. Hawkinson split right, safety over help. And Kane's going to hand it off to Boldrive up the middle, but there's a fumble. Norwalk recovers, Norwalk ball. Another turnover for Sheraton.
Yeah, Alex has had a great game. You got to feel for him there. I know Chris Meiser and this Sheraton staff is not happy with that fumble. That could really hurt the Chargers here, giving Norwalk a chance already in the red zone.
Yeah, Norwalk's going to take over in Sheraton territory. After the 1st down, it looked like they had a little something going there, but now the fumble, Norwalk's got it with a 2-possession ball game.
And it looks like Aldenhoffen is way off the field right now. That is not good for the Sheraton Charger group. one of their main guys on the defensive end, defensive line group.
Yeah, definitely a guy that's going to be consistently getting pressure on the quarterback, so not something you want to see on already a little banged-up Charger defense. So it's going to be first and 10 for Norwalk at about the 28-yard line. And Branfield's going to send in man in motion. He's going to drop back to pass, and he finds his receiver, number 6, Justin South. And he's got some room towards the side, and it's a first down, brought down at about the 14-yard line.
Yeah, that was unbelievable speed there. Lipstool almost able to get the tackle, and a couple other Sheridan guys just couldn't quite get their hands on him. Yeah, great speed there on the outside. And, excuse me, Adam. Tyler Shamel tonight. I haven't had a ton of yards here, but I look for him here in this red zone. Already with 6 touchdowns this year.
And Branfield's going to hand this one off to Cody Klokel. Gain of about 6 yards.
But the first downs you can't have if you're Sheridan Chargers. First downs and over 5-yard gains, that hurts Sheridan's defense. Especially when they're kind of shorthanded tonight. Some injuries. Chase Altonhoffman's out, and Bradley Krutzinger is at about half speed tonight.
So second and about 3 yards here. Looking at Norwalk's offensive, ball is about at the 7-yard line. So deep into Sheridan territory. Branfield's got it out of the shotgun yet again. And he's going to hand this one off to Klokel again. He's got gain of about 2 yards, really close to that first down.
Yeah, Sheridan guys missing a couple of early tackles. And open field tackles are huge, and they have been all game. And Sheridan unable to come up with a few of these last possession. Branfield for this Norwalk squad is running his tail off, but able to break a few tackles. And what could have been a 5-yard loss ends up a 30-yard gain. So little plays like that has hurt Sheridan these last couple possessions.
And now his first and goal at about the 3-yard line for Norwalk. So fresh set of downs, and Branfield's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to hand it off, but this time he's met at the line of scrimmage. It was Chance Wirt sent in on the blitz and brought down at the line of scrimmage.
That's a name you got to hear if you're Sheridan Charger defense tonight, especially at that linebacker group. Chance is a great linebacker. Not the greatest speed on the field, but definitely probably the best tackle for the Sheridan Charger team, aside with Nick Ryan. Just really good football player, good linebacker leader for the Sheridan Charger defense.
So now Branfield looking at a second and short after a loss of about 1 yard. And he's got out of shotgun. He's going to throw this one over to the left side, just short of the end zone, brought down by Kobe Richmond. The pass was completed to, looks like, number 9 of Norwalk, Nicholas Bruner.
Kind of surprised play call there. Norwalk's been able to just kind of run up the middle and get whatever they want the last couple short yardage situations. They're kind of passing to an out route. Kobe Richmond with a great one-on-one tackle.
So now it is 3rd and 1, ball on the 1-yard line. Norwalk leads this one 21-7, looking to go up even more. And they're just going to run this one right up the middle. It's a touchdown, Norwalk.
Yeah, major swing of events from a Sheridan fumble to Norwalk punching in on a short fielded drive there. So the big term events and that Sheridan Chargers, little plays like that can definitely cost a game.
It is now 27-7. Norwalk leads it with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to go in this third quarter. And the PAT team is on for Norwalk at number 8, the kicker, Zachary Kreider.
And what did you say he was at? 8 for 10 on field goals this year?
Yeah, he's 8 for 10 on field goals, as long as 45, which is pretty impressive for a high school athlete. And this kick is going to be off the side of the field goal post, and no good. That's going to leave our score at 27-7.
Yeah, I think we may have jinxed him there. He's definitely disappointed with himself. You can tell he doesn't miss those very often.
And Sheridan's going to return this one. They're going to be looking for something different on this next drive. Able to get a couple first downs on their last drive, but with the fumble, they're going to be looking to hold on to the ball and not turn it over. They had 3 turnovers in the first half, already 1 in the second half, so something different's got to happen.
Yeah, turnover battle's huge for the Sheridan Chargers, and I am the Norwalk Warriors, and Norwalk is winning, I believe, but Sheridan, more of a timely turnover for the Sheridan Chargers, kind of a drive, and your offense is rolling, but just those things you got to clean up late, midway through the season already, so Sheridan, let's see if they can respond on offense here and keep this game within closing distance. Like, I think we saw last week, though, Sheridan's never out of it, though. Hanson Dial Realty. When you are looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson Dial Realty. Hanson Dial Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson Dial Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics. And Sean Hickson's kick is deep. It's going to be Kobe Richmond fielding it at the 15-yard line, running to the right sideline. He breaks one tackle, brought down at about the 30-yard line. Yep, good job holding on the ball there. I saw about five guys going for the strip, able to hold on to this Kobe Richmond there. And Chargers will take over. Down in this game, 27-7 with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to go. Yeah, Adam, it's the Sheridan offense has to continue to roll. They've done a great job the second half so far here. Zane Kane's got it now. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. Trips to his left. He's going to drop back to pass. Throws it to the flat to Sanders. He's got a couple blocks towards the sideline. Good gain of about 8 yards. You kind of see that speed going from Dylan Sanders there. Dylan Sanders has unbelievable speed. So right there we kind of saw Dylan just unable to get past that second level of defenders though. And I think Dylan Sanders here in the second half is much needed for sure for this comeback. Great speed and able to get past defensive backfield. And Kane's going to hand this one off to Boldrev on this second down. No gain, brought down by a host of Norwalk defenders. And Sheridan's looking at a third and short at their own 38-yard line. Yeah, third and short is a big Sheridan here. And now another, as you said, Derek, it's going to be third and short. Big key for Sheridan, get those third down conversions. And Kane's got it now in the pistol formation. Sanders to his right, Hawkinson to his left. He's going to drop back to pass. Looks to the left side, it's Hawkinson. He's got the first down, gain of about 5 yards. It's going to move the chains for Sheridan.
And there it was again. Can't stress this enough. CJ just happened to be creative tonight and just find ways to get catches throughout this triple coverage. And there again, just kind of stops midway through the route and just kind of settles in there in the gap of the defense. Good connection between Kane and Hawkinson. Very impressed with their connection midway through this game.
And now at the 45, there's 3 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. The score is 27-7. Norwalk leads it, and Boldrez run up towards the left side is a gain of about 1 yard, second and nine.
Yeah, Sanders kind of went in motion there. The defense isn't shifting for Sanders, which Sheridan's kind of ran their offense and used that really a lot in their offense, just the shift in defense. But tonight, Norwalk's done a good job of just staying home and not letting counter hurt them anyway tonight.
And Hawkinson comes in motion. Kane's going to drop back to pass. He doesn't have much time. He just gets rid of this one.
Intended
for Hawkinson, and there is a flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be defensive pass interference.
Yep, for sure pass interference. The crowd kind of could hear a little uprising from them, but definitely pass interference, and that's going to move the chains. This will confirm this call here for you. Yep, pass interference on Norwalk. Great route by TJ. Great job by Aaron. Just giving him a chance and for this comeback to happen. First off, you're going to need Dylan Sanders to get past the defense on just an out route or get to out. Dylan Sanders was big in that last game versus Oski. Kind of kept him in it and then gave him a chance to win. But TJ tonight, he's going to make his plays tonight, but other guys for sure have to step up.
And at the 38-yard line, Sanders is going to come in motion. McCain's going to keep this one, drops back the pass. But he's going to look for some running room, just slides down, gained about 3 yards.
Yep, and he had Grant Schreiber trailing down the middle seam for about a little post route and didn't throw it up to him. We'd like to see a little bit more trust between the certain offensive guys. Going to need guys like Grant there to give him a chance and hopefully Grant come up with a grant. Really good hands for the Charger wide receiver core.
And it is second and 8 here into Norwalk territory. Kane's got twins to his left, Dylan Sanders and T.J. Hawkinson. Alex Boldrev behind him in the pistol formation. He's going to drop back to pass. He doesn't have much time. He's going to look for some running room, though, but brought down for the sack. Loss of about 3 yards. And Sharon has to see that. Sharon has, first off, they have to give Aaron some time. These linemen for Sharon have done a great job all year, but tonight some pressure has been given to Aaron. And, but Sharon has capitalized on one-on-one coverage with Dylan Sanders. Give him the opportunity, throw it up to him. The fly is open for Dylan. Let's see if Sharon can capitalize here with Dylan.
And now another third down and long. It's third and 12 at the Norwalk 40-yard line.
Yep, Sheraton, big third down conversion here. Not third and short, which hurts them.
And King's got it out of the pistol formation. He's going to drop back to pass here. And his pass attempt is incomplete to Hawkinson, but there's another flag on the play, Derek.
Yeah, that's kind of what TJ does. Puts a lot of pressure on the defense, and one of the guys for Sheraton that can put the defense on their heels, and I think that's kind of what Hawkinson's doing tonight, causing some pass interferences here.
And the call on the field is pass interference against the defense, the second one of this drive. And it is going to be a first down again for Sheraton, getting closer to that end zone for the second time tonight.
Yeah, if they can punch it in here, they have a pretty good shot of still staying within the scoreboard of the game. So Sheraton needs to punch it in here to stay within the opportunity to have a chance to win here late.
And it is first and 10. Sheraton has it at about the 24-yard line. And Kane's going to keep this one on the option, looking for some running room on the right side, but brought down at the line of scrimmage by another host of Norwalk defenders. It looks like first there was number 22, Caleb Reese.
Yeah, Caleb Reese for this Norwalk defense has done a great job all night, just kind of coming up as a kind of cornerback, just really hits hard. We've noticed that last year for them too, just a cornerback that comes up to hit and great coverage all night also.
And now it is going to be second and 9 in this third quarter. There's 38 seconds to go. Time running down. Norwalk leads it 27-7.
Yep, 38 seconds and 38, T.J. Hawkinson, probably going to be targeted.
And Kane's going to throw this one over to Hawkinson, and he's got it. Completed another first down for T.J., gain of about 12 yards into Norwalk, inside the Norwalk 10-yard line.
That's kind of I think we've stressed this a lot tonight, and keep pointing it out, but T.J. again making another veteran move. Their guys are just, there's not a guy bumping T.J., so it kind of stops a little earlier than his route's supposed to be, and him and Aaron have that connection where they will convert there. So T.J., great route, great throw, and great read.
So there's about 10 seconds to go, time for about one more play in this third quarter. Kane's going to drop back to pass. Looks for Hawkinson in the end zone. It's a touchdown.
Oh, that's a, wow, what a pass by Aaron Kane. Zipped it in there. That was Brett Favre-like, just able to sip it in the gun, and Aaron Kane with an unbelievable throw, and T.J. Hawkinson with a TJ-esque catch.
And it is 27-13 now. The PAT team is on the field for Sheraton. As you said it, Derek, yeah, he kind of zipped that one in between a couple defenders, and Hawkinson able to come up with it for his first score of the night.
Yeah, we kind of saw the arm wave like he was open, but for Hawkinson, he's open. For a lot of guys, he wasn't open, so Hawkinson, great catch there.
And Boldrev is going to put this one through the uprights. 27-14 is our score now. 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. So just a great drive by Sheraton and able to get the lead just a little bit closer.
Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide them through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. And if you all are just tuning in right now, this is KIIC, all the scores, one station, and a lot of good high school football games going on throughout Iowa tonight, Adam. But right here on our hands, Sheraton able to punch it in and make this one of those games that you need to look out for. This game could come down to the ending here.
Yeah, Derek, and what's that score with TJ? That gets him to 2 touchdowns away from tying the record for the state receptions, touchdown receptions in a career. So, big milestone for him. He's got a lot of time to do it, and just 2 more away to tie it.
Yeah, that's what an accomplishment. Just kind of a tribute to hard work paying off for him throughout his freshman year, senior year, all the built every year, being able to be out there with him, kind of see it firsthand, just the kind of leader he is for the Sheraton Charger team. those are the kind of guys you need to turn this program back around to where it used to be if you're the Sheraton Chargers.
And now Hawkinson is in the kick. It looks like Sheraton's going to run an onside kick here. But it is a squid down the middle and fielded by Norwalk. It's number two of Norwalk, Will Frazier.
What a tackle there by Nick Ryan. Like you said, leading Sheraton for tackles. Not counting Bradley Crusting here because of his injury, but good play call by Chris Meiser there, kind of throwing a little trick on the special teams there.
And Norwalk's going to take over now at about the 30-yard line in their own territory. And it looks like they're going to re-kick, Derek.
I'm not sure what exactly happened there.
It looks like it was offsides against Sheraton. Got a little antsy on that squid kick trying to recover.
If that was a squid kick, if that was offside, though, I think Sheridan's very glad. So Sheridan might have another chance to kick this, whatever they're trying to do here.
Yeah, Norwalk was going to have very good field position from the looks of that last kick, so maybe different result on this next try for TJ Hawkinson.
Yeah, but this defensive possession for the Sheridan Charger defense, let's see how they respond from that last drive. A couple missed tackles, but punched in, so Sheridan defense, they're going to win this game, have to step up this next possession.
And Hawkinson set to kick it deep here. But it's going to be another squid kick, and it's through a couple Norwalk players, fielded by number six of Norwalk. This time it's Justin South.
Wow, what a tackle by number 40. Dustin Hale, senior for Sheraton. Great speed there. Dustin, what a tackle. The ball is about at the same spot there, but Sheraton kickoff coverage doing a good job there.
And the defense will be back on the field looking for a different result from last time. That's going to conclude our third quarter, though. Norwalk leads it 27-14, just a two-possession ball game. A lot of time left, and judging by last week's performance from Sheraton, they're never out of it.
No, they aren't. This Sheraton coaching staff will continue to pass the ball if they're down. They'll run the ball when they're out. They do a great job calling plays and closing out games. But last week they showed the way they can just they don't give up on games and continue to fight and just claw their way back one possession at a time. And it starts on the defense and Sheraton has to get stops. Their offense has proved all season that they can score the ball with about anybody in the state. So defensively here for the Chargers, they gotta get their edge and get stops the Sheraton Charger squad here.
Yeah, and Derek, some scores around the state. Pelo leads Carlisle 42-6 in the third quarter.
Oh.
And Brantfield got his offense back on the field. He's going to hand this one off to Cloco up the middle. No gain brought down by Altenhoffen.
Yeah, Chase Altenhoffen was kind of out last possession. That might have been a big reason for Norwalk scoring that touchdown. Chase is one of those guys for the Sheraton Charger senior. Does a great job in not letting guys get outside of him. So, happy to see him back. I'm sure the coaching staff for Sheraton is, too.
And that's going to be, now we leave us at a 2nd and 10 here at about the 30-yard line of Norwalk territory. Brantfield's got it in his truck, and he's going to drop back to pass. Pressured by Lim Schull and Trevin Nance, but he's able to escape the pressure, and it's going to be batted down by Aldenhoff, an incomplete pass, but some great pressure shown by Lim Schull.
Yeah, but penetration by Lim Schull. Shows off those wheels a little bit. Tim Schull is a great basketball player for the Sheraton Chargers. Happy to have him on our team. And I know Ben Schooley's over there pinching for Lim Schull. He's doing a great job. First year playing football, actually. So Lim is just such a good athlete that they've been able to find a way to spot on him for the field the Sheraton Charger has.
And it is now 3rd and long. It's 3rd and 10 for Norwalk. Brantfield's got trips to his right. He's going to drop back to pass. And his pass is completed on the screen play to number 15, but brought down by a couple Charger defenders, number 15, Grant Garner.
And Dylan Sanders, so that's the Sheraton Charger backfield with that tackle, open field tackle after that screen. Dylan Sanders may have to score a touchdown and maybe give his Chargers offense another chance to close the gap here on this game.
And the Norwalk punt team is in. Back deep to receive for Sheraton is Kobe Richmond.
Kid with great hands, Kobe Richmond. Hopefully we don't jinx him here, but kid just has great hands and great feel for the ball on this punt return.
And the snap is good, but it's going to be a fake. and it's completed at the 40-yard line. It's going to be really close to a first down, judging from the spot. We'll have to see, though. And that looks like...
And that could be a huge turn of events for the Sharon Chargers if they were able to hold them on that. Sharon coaches are fist pumping right now. Can't get it, but we'll see. Oh, and Chargers come up with a stop on that fake punt. Wow, turn of events there.
Yeah, he was very close to the first down. The completed pass towards the right side on the fake punt, but just short. Chargers will take over in Norwalk territory at their own 39-yard line with 10 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. They're trailing 27-14.
Questionable play call there by Norwalk where coaching staff. So Sharon able to have an opportunity to close this gap even more with T.J. Hawkinson on this offensive group, wide receiver group. Anything is possible.
And Kane's going to hand this one off the bull wrap towards the right side, but brought down by another host of Norwalk defenders for no gain.
Yeah, penetration, line of scrimmage battle is won by Norwalk there. Has been the last couple of plays here. Early in this game, Alex Boulderweb was able to just get yards right first and second down, but here early he's having to fight for even the yard, get past line of scrimmage. So Sharon, linemen need to step up here in this fourth quarter.
And Sharon's looking at a second and 10 here. In the pistol formation, Kane's got trips to his right, Sanders, Hawkinson, and Richmond.
I like the trips formation for Strickton.
And Kane's got it now. He's going to throw it over to the flat to Sanders. He's got a couple blocks, but brought down for a gain of about 4 yards. It'll be third and five.
Dylan kind of crafty there, kind of bobbled on the catch and able to fight for 5 yards. They're kind of slid forward. I don't know if you guys watched the Patriots, but Wes Welker like just kind of... fighting for every yard there.
And it's going to be another third down opportunity for Sheraton in Norwalk territory right at their own 35-yard line.
I gotta correct myself. I said Patriots. Wes Welker. Wes Welker's not the Patriots anymore. My bad. If there's any Patriots fans listening out there.
And Kane's going to drop back fast. He's pressured, though, and he finds his receiver, but there's going to be no gain. Kane pressured by number 85 of Norwalk. It was looked like Joey Rico.
Crazy. T.J. Hawkinson, one-man coverage on the fly pattern there. A lot of pressure to Aaron, so maybe not able to see him, but that's something to look out for. So one single coverage, T.J., you got to find them here.
And it is fourth down. It looks like the Sheraton offense is still on the field, looking at about a fourth and seven.
Even that little play was big for Sheraton on this fourth down territory. Pick up a couple yards, give this a lot more doable fourth down conversion.
And it looks like Sheraton's going to call a timeout here in this fourth quarter.
Hardee's of Sheraton, the all-natural burger from Hardee's, is a grass-fed, free-range, char-broiled beef patty with no added hormones, steroids, or antibiotics, topped with natural cheddar cheese. Yum. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the score with one station, KIIC.
Yeah, Derek, Norwalk's leading in this game 27-14 with 9 minutes to go. Still plenty of time for Sheraton to get right back in this one. I wouldn't count them out. They got the ball, fourth and about six. They're going to need to convert on this play, though.
Yeah, if they convert here and keep this drive going, if they're able to punch in there, this game is up for grabs. If Sharon's defense continues to get stopped, it's tough to do against this Norwalk offense, especially against all the Norwalk playmakers. But Sharon here not showing any signs of giving up here. Coach Chris Meyer is going to continue to coach these guys and until the game is over.
And the offense and defense is back onto the field for this fourth down try.
Look out for number 38. You may have heard his name a lot tonight, T.J. Hawkinson. Look out for him here.
And it looks like he's got single coverage for him on the left side. Kane's going to drop back to pass, looking for Hawkinson. And it is going to be completed. First down, great catch, another great catch, and another great throw by Kane. First down, Sheraton.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. T.J. and Aaron were kind of not on the same page off that play. I think the play was going on for 2 seconds. T.J. Speed able to cover some space and make a big first down. That first down was huge for the Sheraton Chargers, the biggest first down of the season so far.
And now that's going to bring a first down for Sheraton at the Norwalk 18-yard line. No, I'm sorry, the Norwalk 14-yard line.
And Norwalk has a player tying his shoe over there. I don't think Sharon's too upset with this. Clock stopped and not even an injury. So Sharon's definitely in favor of this little break for the shoe. Take care. Sharon needs to punch this in here to keep this game within reach.
Yeah, Derek, we're going to be looking for some different answers than the first half. As we said before, they had a couple tries in the red zone, could have had a couple scores, maybe have a different score on the scoreboard, but they're looking for a different answer here. Kane hands it off to Boulder about the middle for a good gain of about six or seven yards.
Yeah, that's what they did early in the game. Although they weren't able to score early, they were able to punch it in the red zone, and Alex Boulder on first and second down is your runner for the Chargers. Dylan Sanders and him, nice 1-2 combo at running back, but Alex has been great this game, just 50 yards, had one fumble a couple possessions ago, but able to bounce back here.
And it is second and one, about 1-2 yards at the Norwalk 5-yard line. Kane's got it out of the shotgun in the pistol formation. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder, looking for some yards, fighting for some yards. And he's going to be close to the first down, fighting for more yards. And he's trying to kind of dragging the pile with them, Derek.
Yeah, that's awesome. Alex Boulder having this Sharon Charger offensive line. That is just one of the cases where kind of down a couple yards back and just fight for every yard. And especially in this goal line, every yard is important. Throughout the game, every yard is important. But in this red zone, it's more apparent how important these yards are, especially when this touchdown is so big for the Sharon Chargers to stay in this game.
So now it's going to be first and goal on the 3-yard line, 3 yards to go. Fresh set of downs for Sheraton. Good opportunity here to punch one in. And then there's going to be a timeout on in the field.
Another rest timeout, I think. I don't think either team called. I think there's a timeout for another shoe tie, guys. Sheraton is really okay with these shoe tie timeouts and not having to use their own timeouts.
And here we go. We are resuming action. Kane's got it now. Fullback to his right. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder, but stopped at the line of scrimmage by another host of Norwalk defenders. Sent a heavy blitz in, and Boulder didn't have any running room.
Yep, and it'll get the first down last possession. So, Kevin with a fresh new set of downs from this and second down here. Look for Hawkinson in the zone. I think Norwalk's going to be keen in on him, but it's almost one of those things, no matter how much you key in on him, if you give him an opportunity, there's a really high percentage chance of him coming down with it. So look for Hawkinson here.
So now it is second and about three at the 3-yard line. Kane's going to drop back to pass, and his pass is incomplete, intended for Hawkinson. Looked like it was batted down in the air by a defender at the D-line, and now Sharon's looking at a third down.
Yep, TJ just ran a little hitch route, just about a 5-yard curl back into it, and unable to complete, a little high from Aaron there, but about four guys around him, so smart. Pretty smart decision by Aaron, senior quarterback for Sheraton. They put it where only TJ could, otherwise could have been a pick, so good decision by Aaron there, throwing it up.
So with 7 minutes to go in this fourth quarter, Sheraton has it at the Norwalk 4-yard line, third down. And there is a flag on the field.
And that could be very hurtful to the Chargers here.
And it is a false start against Sheraton. That's going to move him back.
And a little bit more cushion, actually, for Hawkinson here. I think you kind of still look for him. Hawkinson's been throwing a couple guys, though, so look for if Bradley Kressinger's in here. Look for Bradley on that flat on the backside. Bradley, most kids are sharing with great hands, so definitely a weapon here in the red zone. Sheraton has to punch this in, Adam.
Now he's got a loss of about 5 yards on the false start. Sheraton looking at about a 3rd and 8. And Kane's got it. He sends Dylan Sanders in motion. He's going to drop back to pass towards the left side, looking for Hawkinson.
Wow, it's a touchdown. TJ Hawkinson making a TJ Hawkinson-esque grab. Not a word, but it is a description of a great tight end for the Sharon Charger squad. Not letting his team lose. That catch was one for the making. Not sure if I see any newscasts over there, but when they get a hold of that, that'll be on the top plays of the week, folks. That was a grab and a half from TJ Hawkinson.
Yeah, Derek, that's going to make this lead a little bit less. It's 27-20 now. Sharon's bringing their PAT team onto the field. It's Alex Boldrev. The snap is good. The hold is good. And Boulder puts this one through. Score now 27-21. Sheraton right back in it, as we said. Don't want to count them out. It's 6 minutes and 37 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Folks, I hope you're holding on to those radios. This game just got a little bit more interesting.
Folks, if you guys weren't aware, TJ Hawkinson is a big-time player for the Sheraton Chargers squad. and Aaron Kane is a good quarterback, and he has not let this team down, and he's leading his team for this comeback again against the top five ranked Norwalk Warriors. This game is a game and a half, Adam.
And Derek, that missed field goal from Norwalk earlier, that could come back to bite him in this one. If Sharon's able to get a stop, punch this one in, all they need is a field goal to take the lead. So those little things really can come back to bite you.
Yeah, it's ironic. Last weekend's Husky, Sharon missed an extra point, and they end up losing by they missed an extra point and failed on a two-point conversion, actually lost by less than three. So those little plays definitely have an impact on the result of the game. So we'll kind of keep you guys updated on this game, but this game could come down to the last minute here.
Yes, there's 6 minutes and 37 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Norwalk leads it 27-21. Hawkinson in to kick off. And he's going to get another squeak kick. It's a good one, though, fielded by a Norwalk lineman. And he's got it for a return of about 2 yards.
But another squib kick. And Chris Meisner likes to have that squib kick. Puts the lineman for the return team on their heels there and make the play instead of kick it back to the Burners, the Norwalk squad.
And Norwalk's offense is back on the field. It's Bransfield at their own 37-yard line.
Sharon, biggest stop of the year for them. It will get the stop. This game is right at reach for them.
And Bransfield's got trips to his left. Bradley Crutcher comes in on a blitz, but picked up. And it hit Bransfield's pass is complete. Gain of about 8 yards. It was number 14, Tyler Shamel.
Yeah, that's Norwalk, trusting their passing game. You gotta trust them when you have a quarterback like Brady Bransfield and the Norwalk squad. Put the ball game away with the run. They're gonna continue to try to push against this offensive second, deep shirt and secondary.
And Norwalk's offense, the no huddle is rolling here. It's second and two. Trying to fight, get this defense to go off sides, and there is a flag on the play.
Looks like that is Sharon. Could be a bit pretty. Oh, Chris Meisner's clapping like it did the Norwalk offense. That could be a big turn of events here.
Yeah, the whole middle linebacker, the linebacker and crew for Sheraton was all blitzing and kind of got the O-line jumping a little bit. That's going to move him back 5 yards. Norwalk's looking at about a second and seven.
Yeah, Lee Kane likes to blitz in these situations, so look for Sheraton to continue to blitz and put these linemen at their heels for these probable runs.
And it is second and seven at the Norwalk 40-yard line. Bransfield in the pistol formation, and he's going to hand this one off to his running back. Gain of about 10 yards. That's going to be a first down.
And that hurts for the Sheraton offense. Sheraton defense, excuse me. Missed tackles there. Kind of been the story tonight on these big games. That's really what killed Sheraton. Overall, their defense done a pretty good job of just containing these guys, but those missed tackles have really hurt the Chargers here.
That was Kobe Kwako with another run. He's been leading the team in rushing so far in this one, and now it's going to set up a fresh set of downs for Norwalk. Bransfield's got a shot. He's going to drop back to pass, pressured by the whole Sheraton defense, and he's able to get it off, though. Good effort on avoiding the sack.
That was pressure there. Lem Chul and Bradley Kressinger, who is playing through an injury right now, as we've mentioned, put tons of pressure on the quarterback, somehow able to get it out there. Must not have been, but it looked like almost intentional grounding there, but wasn't called, so I guess it did.
And it is now at the 50-yard line, second and 10. Bransfield's got out of the pistol formation. He's going to throw one over to the right side, and it is completed for a gain of about 4 yards, brought down by Aaron Kane.
Yeah, I'm really surprised with Norwalk's play calling right now. They pass the ball a lot this drive, and incomplete, stop the clock. Remember, saves their Sharon timeouts. So surprising to pass the ball here for the short yardage just here.
And the no-huddle offense tonight again. It's third and five in Charger territory. Big third down conversion here for both teams. And Bransfield drops back to pass. He fires a quick one towards the sideline, and it's going to be a first down. That's going to move the chains for Norwalk. It was number 14, Tyler Shamel. And Shamel came into this game with a ton of stats. He's got 36 receptions, 360 yards, and 6 touchdowns just coming into this one, and he's having another good night tonight.
Yeah, well, he's got who's going to beat you with his feet if he beats you able to get past guys on fly routes and then able to run posts and drags just through open fields and seams and create space.
So Norwalk moving the ball now. It's first and 10 at the Charger 38-yard line. Branchville's going to hand this one off on a pitch to number 20 of Norwalk, and he's got a lot of running room. First down, it was number 20, Kobe Quacko.
And that hurts. Third and whatever we call a late-hit personal foul. Late-hit personal foul is kind of cutting out there. So late-hit personal foul really hurts.
And that's going to be a first down and more after the flag.
Looks like a block in the back first from Norwalk, but uncalled there, another missed call by that ref. Not done a good job tonight.
And that's going to move it all the way to that 12-yard line of Sheraton inside the red zone. And Norwalk knocking on the door again. This is going to be a big stop for Sheraton with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. This may be the game on this possession. Game-deciding possession. And Bransfield's going to hand this one off to Clocko again, brought down for a gain of about 2 yards. Looks like Nick Ryan and Chase Alton off in there for the tackle.
Yeah, Sheraton showed their resilience so far this season. Well, it seems they haven't gave up, but tonight really tested here late in this game. 10 yards of Norwalk scoring. See if Sheraton's defense can get a season-saving sack. Season-saving stop.
And Bransfield's got it out of the shotgun yet again. He's going to drop back to pass, rolls right, and he finds his receiver on the sideline, but knocked out of bounds by Nick Ryan. It was number 14 of Norwalk, Tyler Shamel again.
Yep, and that's really going to put the Sheraton defense on their heels. First, so 4 downs to get a yard, so Sheraton in trouble here.
And that's going to be first down for Norwalk at the Sheraton 2-yard line, so big play for both teams here with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to go. Norwalk leads it 27-21. And Bransfield got it now out of the shotgun. Trips to his left. He's going to fire a quick one towards the right side. Incomplete. Great coverage by Aaron Kane on Shamel. And it's going to be second and short yet again.
Yep, really surprised with this passing from Norwalk. Been able to run the ball all night, but here late they're just kind of stopping the clock a little bit for Sheraton. It's worked out because of that personal foul, but questioning the play calling from Norwalk.
And the no-huddle offense is still rolling here. It's Trips to his left. And Bransfield's going to hand this one off to Clocal in for the touchdown. Norwalk goes up 2 positions.
Kind of walk-in touchdown. Surprised they didn't do that the first play when you have a yard and three chances. So Norwalk punches it in. Sheraton defense unable to get a stop. Those are kind of the stops that you need as a defense to define your defense as a good defense or a defense that with much work needed. So I think Lee Kane's done a great job with his defense. So another stops throughout the games is going to keep them in it if they're able to.
And the score is now 33-21 with 4 minutes to go. The PAT team is in for Norwalk. It is kicker number 8, Zachary Kreider. And his kick this time is right down the middle. And it's a 2-possession ball game. It's going to be a tough hole to climb out of for Sheraton with 4 minutes to go, but I wouldn't count him out just yet. So,
now again, you have a guy named TJ Hawkinson on your team who's a big playmaker. Not going to let this team lose without an extra last late fourth quarter pull here. So, Sheraton down 2 possessions, but like I said, you're never out of it with some of these Sheraton players. Sheraton Napa, for all your auto and truck needs, see your Sheraton Napa for filters, hydraulic hoses, tools, and parts at your Sheraton Napa. They are Napa know-how. Lucas County Health Center, with a comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to get you back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas Health Center, getting you back into the game.
And as the return team comes out on the field, Sheraton's going to be looking for a quick score, trying to stay in this one, and then a quick stop. So Aaron Kane's going to need be looking for Hawkinson, maybe Sanders, for big play opportunities to get a quick score.
Obviously, Hawkinson is going to be triple and double coverage, but I think you still have guys for the Sheraton offense who can make plays to relieve some pressure off TJ here late to try to keep him in this game a little bit.
And Norwalk's kick is down the middle. It's going to be fielded by Sanders, but he's just going to let this one go into the end zone, a touchback. Sheraton will take over at their own 20-yard line, and 4 minutes to go, not a lot of time to make something happen.
Yeah, not a lot of time, but if they're able to push this offense position in within a minute or and a half or so, they'll have a chance to get a stop and push it again. So odds definitely not in your favor for Sheraton, but definitely no question of heart and playmaking ability for the Chargers.
Again, it'd be expecting a quick huddle offense or no huddle offense for Sheraton trying to get a score as fast as possible here. And Kane's got his offense back onto the field at their own 20-yard line with 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go. Kane's got twins to his left in the pistol formation. He sends Sanders in motion. He's going to drop back the pass, looks towards the left side. Hockenson, he's got it. First down. That's going to move the chains for Sheraton to about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, like we said, Sheraton's never out of it with future Hawkeye tight end T.J. Hockenson and a great senior leader, Aaron Kane.
And so that's going to stop the clock for a little bit here. Gives the Sheraton Chargers a chance to huddle up. First and 10 at their own 33-yard line.
No matter what happens with the scoreboard here, game guys, if you're just tuning in, this game has been a grind out. Sheraton and Norwalk have battled tonight, both sides.
And Kane's going to drop back to pass, throws it over to the sideline to Sanders. He's got a little running room, gain of about 5 yards. Looks like he was able to get out of bounds, I believe.
And Kurt Snyder motioning the hurry-up offense. T.J. Hawkins did a great block on the outside, just giving Dylan Sanders a chance, an opportunity, and maybe Dylan will break one loose here.
And it was a gain of about 6 yards. Sheraton looking at a 2nd and 4 at their own 40-yard line. Kane's got twins to his right again in the pistol formation. He drops back to pass. He's got a little time, rolls right, throws it over to the right side, incomplete, intended receiver T.J. Hawkinson.
Good assist by Aaron to throw that away instead of getting sacked. Can't take a sack here, and clock stopping is definitely not a bad thing. Lots of a down there, but the clock's definitely not in your favor here. If you're the Sheraton Chargers, have to keep get a drive here going and then punch it in if you want to keep this game within reachable distance.
So now there's 3 minutes and 21 seconds to go. Clock not on Sheraton's side. It's 3rd and 4. Kane drops back to pass, but there is a flag on the play.
Checking up TJ's side, couldn't completely see what that flag was or who it was on even.
And it looks like it's going to be encroachment against the defense, a 5-yard penalty. That'll move the chains for Sheraton, a much-needed penalty for Sheraton as that moves the chains on that touchdown.
Sheraton's used a couple penalties tonight in their favor. That's football, though. Penalties turning the yards for the other team, so got to clean it up. Norwalk does.
1st and 10, Kane drops back to pass. He's rushed on his backside, throws one deep to the sideline to Sanders, just overthrown.
And there was a pass interference. Dylan Sanders so dangerous on that outside with its speed. So that's going to be a big game for Chargers. Clock stops after a penalty there, and Chargers have another chance to keep these chains moving and try to punch it in here.
Yeah, kind of smart by the Norwalk defender. It looked like Sanders had a touchdown there almost just like last week on his long touchdown down the sideline. So now another 1st down for Sheraton after the penalty into Norwalk territory. Their 40-yard line with 3 minutes 11 seconds to go. Norwalk leads it 34-21. And Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to roll left. He's going to throw it over to Hockenson. Gain of about 8 yards short of the 1st down.
Yep. Not trying not to let TJ get over top on them. Allowing TJ to get some short yardage routes here, but that'll keep adding up as long as they can do it in a timely manner here in this lead, this 4th, with a 2-possession lead from Norwalk.
And clock still ticking down. Sheraton does have 2 timeouts left, 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go. It's at the ball is at the Norwalk 33-yard line. And Kane's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw it over to the right side. He's looking for Sanders. And it is picked off by Norwalk. It was number 2 of Norwalk, Will Frazier of the defense. He picks this one off. Intended receiver Dylan Sanders towards the sideline.
Yeah, that was a good play. Dylan had a little gap on him, but number 2 able to just close that gap and make an unbelievable catch. That's secondary has been really good about not letting anything get over top of them, and allowing short yardage plays, not letting it get over top of them, worked out for them there.
Yeah, Derek, that almost puts the nail in the coffin for Norwalk. If you're a Norwalk fan, And Norwalk's going to take over at their own 3-yard line, though. With 2 minutes and 31 seconds to go, Sheridan's going to be looking for a miracle, down 34-21. And Bransfield's offense is back onto the field, deep into their own territory, though. And he's got it out of the shotgun, and he's going to pitch this one right to Cloco, brought down at the line of scrimmage.
Yep, and not too far away from a safety, actually. It's kind of in our territory for Norwalk.
And there is a no gain after the play. It is going to be 2nd and 10 again. Sheridan threatening to almost get a safety here, deep in Norwalk territory after the interception. And Bransfield's got his offense in the no-huddle formation again. Trips to his left. Bradley Kutcher comes in on the blitz. Pressures Bransfield. He's forced to throw a ball towards the left side. Just over his receiver.
I am super surprised with these play calls here, Adam. Passing the ball right there is surprising, to say the least.
Yeah, Norwalk's shown they're more of a pass-first team in this game. With their junior quarterback. He's been starting since his freshman year, so definitely a very experienced quarterback, someone they can trust towards the end of the game to pass the ball in the situation. And Bransfield's got it out of the shotgun, and he's going to keep this one on the QB draw. He's got some room. First down and more to the Norwalk 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was a great play call there, just kind of a quarterback sneak left middle. When you have athletes like that, you can execute that. QB draw right there, built a quarterback. Wow, he's a special player, Adam.
And there's 1:45 to go in this one with a first down from Norwalk. And Bransfield got it out of the shotgun again, and he's going to hand this one off to Cloco. Gain of about 4 yards.
And clock has taken down here, so... But the score is not indicative of how this game has gone. This has been a grind-out game. Norwalk jumped out to an early lead, and then, as always, Sheridan able to fight back and make it close. But Sheridan's going to come up short here tonight. But Crucializer has to be happy with how his team played against this top-ranked Norwalk team.
Yeah, Derek, Sheridan definitely did come to play after their heartbreaking loss to Oskaloosa. So definitely some good things showing in this game for the future. They still got a chance of the playoffs. They need 2 more wins. Look out for a win next week on senior night against Knoxville. That would be a big one for Sheridan for their playoff hopes. It's been a while since they've been in the playoffs, and I know this talking to this senior group, they're hungry for one.
Yeah, and I think more positives take out the negatives tonight. This Norwalk team is tough, and this Sheridan team is just showing that they're not a pretender, they're a contender. Sheridan able to hang in with Norwalk all night tonight. Score a little lopsided right now, more than the game has went, though.
Yeah, there's 1:23 to go. Norwalk looking at about 2nd and 3 at their own 30-yard line. And Bransfield's going to hand this one off to Cloco. Gain of about 1 yard. It's going to be 3rd and short in at about the 34-yard line.
Yep, Sheridan's starter's still in right now, and I believe Norwalk's are in as well. Not quite out of starters coming out reach yet, but definitely this game is gonna come to an end here after a while. This game is Norwalk's gonna pull off the win here, but see, like we said, it's pure Smizer tonight. You got to be happy with the way your offense is rolling tonight.
Yeah, and another props to the guys in the trenches, the linemen. They were for Sheridan. They were outmanned at pretty much every position. Looking at that Norwalk offensive line, those guys are huge.
Yeah, they are huge. Norwalk. I don't think we said yet this game. I was going to mention that before the game. Norwalk is transferring to 4A here in a couple of years. So Sheridan kind of on the bottom of 3A number-wise, enrollment-wise, and Norwalk towards the top, moving up to 4A. So a big number there.
And there's 1:19 to go. It's 3rd and 1 for Norwalk. And Bransfield's going to keep this one, looking for the first down, brought down at really close to the sticks.
So that's going to be really close, and be for the shirt. They able to get a stop there.
And it looks like he was short, just short, brought down by Chance Wirtz at the line of scrimmage. It's 4th and about 0.5 yard. It'll be interesting to see what Norwalk does here. Late in this game, 54 seconds to go, clock ticking down.
Yeah, with this Norwalk coaching staff, maybe a pass. definitely risky. I know it's paid off a lot for them this season, and these Norwalk coaches do a great job of having these guys ready, kind of give them some crap earlier in this game for play calls, but they are the real deal. They, just like Jaren coaching staff, really have their teams ready to play tonight.
And with about 30 seconds to go, Norwalk's going to take a timeout. They ran down as much clock as they could with the play clock. 30 seconds to go. But, Derek, as you said before, Sheraton's going to take away a lot of positives in this one, especially going into senior night next week.
Yeah, I mean, this game has been good for the Sheraton Chargers. Both sides, they were unable to punch it in early, which really hurt them for the result of the game. But they have more opportunities to get their name in this playoff draw. And I think numbers are pretty important here in these games. It could come down to numbers here. So now that Norwalk score here late would be good. But, you know, this Sheraton team, they're not going to give up the season they showed us so far.
And Derek, coming out of this timeout, Sheraton down 34-21 with 30 seconds to go.
Johnson's Machine Works, founded over a century ago, Johnson's Machine Works has earned a worldwide reputation as a trusted provider of fabricated steel. They are a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country. The Chargers look like they're sending the blitz here. Might as well here on the punt.
Yeah, Norwalk's punt team is on in the field. They're going to punt this one away to Kobe Richmond, and he's just going to let this one go. Good punt. Norwalk bounced all the way to the Sheraton 16-yard line.
And no, Chris Meiser, he wants to punch this in here. He's not going to give up. This possession is huge, especially for the momentum of the rest of the season. A couple big games coming up for Sheraton. Winnable games to definitely within Norwalk, Carlisle, and then they have a really tough task with Pella, obviously, ahead. But definitely some opportunities to continue the season in the postseason if Sheraton's able to pick some things up here and make a good second half of the season run.
Yeah, the season is far from over for Sheraton. Looking at a couple winnable games against Carlisle and Knoxville, so definitely something to look forward to and a lot of positives coming out of this game. With 23 seconds to go, Kane has brought the offense back on the field. He's going to drop back to pass, but he's pressured, brought down for the sack. It's number 44 of Norwalk, Christopher Bowles.
Sheraton Hy-Vee, your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Proud sponsor of Charger football.
And that's going to end the game, Derek. Norwalk won 34-21, but a lot closer than a lot of people predicted. Sheraton really did come to play, but as you said, there are a lot of positives.
Yeah, this Sheraton coaching staff will not be upset with this team. They'll be upset they didn't come up with a W and a couple empty possessions, but this Sheraton coaching staff has to be happy with the way these guys fought tonight and the way these guys just really responded to adversity.
But, Derek, I mean, those couple red zone turnovers in that first half really did come back to bite Sheraton. They ended up being a two-possession ball game, so we could be looking at a completely different score if they were able to punch those in.
Yeah, for sure, Adam. And this is Sheraton offense. Has T.J. Hawkinson and some really good weapons, but like you said earlier, credits to the guys that are doing the battle of the trenches. Won a lot of them this year up front, so Sheraton Chargers have a really good team this year and showed that they compete with this excellent Norwalk squad.
Yeah, Derek, I don't think you can be mad at disappointed in Sheraton's loss tonight. They are Bradley Crutzinger, the team leader on defense, was in and out, kind of limited him in this one, trying to keep him healthy for next week. Still a lot of season, as we said before. They need two more wins, and they'll be for sure in the playoffs, but if they get one win and a couple things happen, they still have a chance in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's and playoffs can't be your only concern right now. I know Sheraton fans have been Sheraton fans and players and coaches, and the whole community has just been wanting that playoff spot, but these it's all about getting this next week of practice, just controlling what you can control and getting better as a team and giving yourself an opportunity to win these games.
Yeah, Derek, and knowing these seniors, they're going to get back at practice Monday, get in the film room, and they're going to be looking at what they did wrong, looking to improve on it, and looking forward to Knoxville next week.
Yeah, Adam, for sure. This this Norwalk stadium has been unbelievable. This press box is really nice, and the people here are just great people, but definitely a stadium that I know Sheridan looked forward to playing before, and the stadium is one of the best atmospheres in 3A.
And I want to give a shout-out to the guys in the booth. What's up, Derek? Our camera guy, Trevor Mark, and our graphics guy running the graphics, Lucas Hager. Big shout-out to those guys. We couldn't do it without them. We're streaming the game on NFHS Network if you want to watch us.
Yep, and also listen to, we're on tuned into KIIC, all the scores, one station, and hopefully throughout the game we were able to keep you guys updated on scores. That's definitely the place to listen to if you want to listen to some high school football games. They have great coverage. Joe Millage, our AD's brother, is actually one of the runners there for the runner, and KIIC is a great radio station, and definitely a thing that me and my family always listen to it on the way home from Friday nights, and just it's a great station. It ran really well.
Yeah, and props to our AD, Tim Millage, again. He set us up with this radio and streaming. It's been a blast, and I'm glad we can bring the coverage of Charger football to you guys. I have fun with it. I'm sure you do, too.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to be with Trevor and Lucas here, like you said. You know, building a really good relationship all together, and I think Charger sports, as we've been talking about, this Charger football team is exciting to watch, and they're exciting to broadcast for. You know, just kind of the second you think they're out of it, and the second you think this game is going to be hard to turn around, either Hawkinson makes a one-hand grab or a TJ Hawkinson-esque grab is my new thing. TJ Hawkinson-esque grab, if I can even say it. It's just this Sheridan offense is high-powered, and Lee Sandy, a couple years ago, just made the decision to switch to this this read option and this spread offense.
Yeah, and it, all thanks to the athletes he has to go with it. Quarterback Christian Bankson started off the read option type spread offense. He did a great job opening it up for him and for the future. I know Aaron Kane's as well as a good athlete, being in the 4x800 team and going to state qualifiers.
Yeah, for sure. They're both those track guys, and Quinn Storm last year even ran really well. But, you know, throughout the years, the Sheridan program, Sheridan football program, has been widely respected and widely loved throughout the community. And Coach Chris Meiser and Lee Sandy and Lee Kane, those guys just coach their hearts out. It's exciting to see for the Sheridan community. You want guys like them coaching your program who have so much passion and knowledge over the game of football.
Yeah, I talk with Snook a lot during school. He's our PE teacher, and I love talking football with the guy. He's just so into the game, and he loves the kids. You really like to have guys like that build relationships with the kids, and guys really respond to leadership like that.
Yeah, great point. Like you said, leadership, that's it happens on a football team. You got to have leaders on your team, but you also have to have leaders, coaches, and athletic directors, as we do in Tim Millage, and then basketball coaches, baseball coaches, and softball coaches, volleyball coaches. You know, all the coaches throughout Sheridan do a great job of just being a leader in a positive manner towards their team and giving their team the best chance of winning that they have.
Yeah, Derek, this Norwalk team, they're ranked in the top five. It was a big test for Sheridan. Sheridan definitely did come to play. They weren't, as we said before last week, Sheridan did kind of come out lackadaisical against Oskaloosa. They thought they needed that win, but they came to play in the second half. But in this game, it looked like they came to play in both halves.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was sitting over here by the Des Moines Register guy. CJ had a couple grabs. I kind of gave him that look. Don't even know the guy, but I gave him that look, and he you can kind of tell it within his eye from the eye contact we made. Wow, that's a...
He might be on SportsCenter tomorrow.
Yeah, SportsCenter tomorrow, but he'll be on primetime games here for the Iowa Hawkeyes within his next couple of years. Like we said, he points the lineman after every touchdown. That's just kind of the kind of kid you want to have as your leader.
Yeah, Derek, and that's going to do it for us in Norwalk, Iowa. I'm Adam Kaska. This is Derek Lang.